This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. The title of this podcast is, Where Do You Want to Be When the Civil War Begins? Or As It Plays Out. And I guess the answer to that question sort of depends on what role you want to play in the Civil War. Do you want to completely avoid it? Or do you want to be engaged in it? Do you want to be on the front lines? Now, unlike the previous Civil War in America in the 1800s, this Civil War will not be separated simply by geography. It won't be state by state. In other words, it will be, in large part, cities versus rural areas across many states. So California is a great example, but Oregon is also an example. Even Texas is another example. In Texas, Austin wants to be a radical left-wing communist Marxist regime run by totalitarian tyrants and libtards. Come to think of it, it's practically that already, but they want to rule over the whole state. Whereas the rest of Texas, well, maybe not Dallas. Dallas is also kind of, it's becoming insane Marxist libtard leftism. But the rest of the state wants to be free for the most part. And so in Texas, it's going to be the rural areas versus the urban areas. Now, this is also true in California. This is true, you know, in Florida. This is true in Oregon, Washington, Arizona, many places. Here's the key to this. The people in the cities, who will largely represent the anti-America forces, they cannot survive if the country folks get organized. In other words, cities collapse on their own. Cities depend on lots of resources from outside the cities in order to succeed, in order to just be viable. They got to have water. They have to have power. They have to have fuel and gasoline and, of course, food. Now, if rural people manage to cut off any one of those four raw material, resources, the cities collapse. Think about it. How long can a city go without power? Not long at all. How long can a city go without food? A few days at most. How about water? Think of any of them. Electricity, water, food, and fuel. You cut off the fuel to a city, there's no more gasoline and no more diesel for the city. It basically collapses. So I predict that one of the key strategies for the pro-America forces in the Civil War, if it breaks out like I think it will, and I think it's going to start in California, the key thing will be for pro-America forces to cut off these resources to the cities. And of course, the cities will cry and they'll scream like they're being bullied and they're the victims and they have starving people and how terrible it is, blah, blah, blah. But they're the totalitarians. They're the ones who want to rule over the country and rule over, you know, the whole nation and tell you how to live your life and tell you that you can't have a gun to defend yourself and so on. So it's probably going to take cutting off the city's resources is my prediction in terms of a strategic move for a civil war. So given that, where do you want to be? Do you want to be in the city? Probably not, right? That's the obvious conclusion. You probably don't want to be in the city. You probably want to be outside the city. Do you want to be in California, rural California? Well, if you're in rural California, you're probably going to get swept up into the Civil War. It's going to be hard to escape it unless you're way out in the boonies in like northeastern California or something. You know, far from Sacramento, far from the West Coast, far from the cities. Yeah, maybe you could avoid it. But if you really want to avoid the Civil War, you're going to have to be so far out in the countryside in a place like, frankly, you know, Idaho. Idaho is going to be just fine. Idaho is, you know, the last place that the Civil War would come to, probably, because the pro-patriot, pro-America forces in Idaho are so strong and so overwhelmingly dominant that there will be no chance for anti-America forces to make any headway whatsoever in Idaho. The Idaho patriots will just shut them down very quickly. Won't even be difficult. But in places like California, it's going to be a fight. Again, this is my prediction. I should say for the record, I don't endorse any kind of bloodshed to solve problems. But what's clear is that the left has gone so far beyond logic and reason, they've become freaking lawless, like this mayor of Oakland. I forgot her name, but she's out there warning all the criminal, illegal aliens, the murderers and the rapists, that ICE is coming to get them. So Oakland is actually literally protecting criminals. That is actually what they're doing now, protecting criminal, illegal aliens. It's California has become a lawless regime that despises its own citizens, but favors illegal aliens. I mean, imagine that. How insane is this? You can't reason with that. You can't reason with the leftists in radical California anymore. At some point, this is what's obvious to me now, at some point, this becomes a civil war, because think about what's the definition of a civil war. It's when the disagreement between two groups of people is so extreme that they are long past the point of being able to sit down and negotiate or talk about it. They just want to kill each other. Or one side wants to kill the other side, which is the left today wants to kill all conservatives and white people and heterosexuals and families and Second Amendment supporters and Trump supporters and so on. So at some point, all of us, we the people who are real Americans, we have to defend ourselves, even if we are reluctant to do so. At some point, they're trying to kill us all, and we have to defend ourselves. So a civil war can also happen from a state of national defense, where you want to defend your nation against it being overrun by a communist, Marxist, fascist regime, which is also what's happening. So I just want to get that definition out there. And I don't hope to see this in any way, but I predict it's going to come. And I predict the battleground will be California. In fact, I think it's already begun, actually. Jeff Sessions has said that California is violating many, many laws in protecting illegal aliens. And it is a form of treason, and it is blatantly illegal. And I've said before that we should arrest the mayor of Oakland, and we should arrest Governor Brown of California. He should be arrested and marched out of the governor's office in handcuffs, and he should face a prosecution at the federal level for aiding and abetting criminal felons, because he signed the sanctuary state legislation. That has got to be declared illegal. It's got to be shut down, and the people who conspired to protect the criminals in California, they need to be held responsible for their actions in a court of law. So the arrest of those people needs to happen. And once it does happen, if it happens, it'll probably be the next escalating factor in the civil war that will really accelerate in California. So you're going to see, I mean, California practically has already declared that it is seceding, in essence, by being completely lawless and just saying that they reject federal law. So if we are going to be a nation where we protect other states from the illegals that California refuses to turn over to ICE, then we're going to have to go in and arrest these California lawmakers, California governor, California mayors, and all these libtards in California that despise America and hate the American flag and hate American citizens. And they are in the pocket of murderers and rapists, illegal criminals. That's who they defend. That's who they are. And they have to be stopped because they pose a threat to neighboring states. They pose a threat to Arizona. They pose a threat to Oregon. They pose a threat. You know, California, in the hands of these libtard, pathetic leaders, has become a disgrace. It's become a disgusting, pathetic excuse for a state. So there will probably be a civil war in California. And I think it would be a great day if the citizens of California rose up and arrested their governor. I think that would be fantastic. And I hope to see that happen. I hope it's peaceful. But these people need to be brought to justice through the legal system. I want to be careful. I don't want anyone to accuse me of calling for violence, which I'm not calling for. I'm calling for a stopping of the violence in California by letting ICE arrest the violent illegal criminals and the citizens rising up to make a peaceful arrest of the governor of California, because he is a lawless, protector of criminals, and he needs to be stopped. So those are some things, some thoughts to think about. Where do you want to be when this all happens? I'm going to be in Texas. I don't know where you're going to be, but I'll be in Texas. So, hey, there's a lot that's coming down the line. It's very important to be fully informed. Read my website, naturalnews.com. Listen to my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. And we're also launching soon Reel.video, which is the alternative to YouTube, because we're all being censored by YouTube, of course. So check all those websites out. You're going to find a wealth of fascinating information that will help you stay informed and stay free. Thank you for listening. And those of you in California, beware. You're probably on the front lines of the Civil War, so be ready for what's coming. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.